Konnichiwa.
Howdy, y'all.
I'm Leslie.
I'm Laurie. Welcome to
Sumo Kaboom. Kaboom, where we talk about all things sumo.
That's right, and the sumo is about to begin again, y'all.
It is.
Exciting times.
It is.
We have a Banzuke that came out pretty much the day that we recorded our last podcast. So it's been out for a week. I'm assuming you've all looked at it. We're going to talk about it just a little bit and talk about the newbies.
Yes.
Yep. Two new guys in the top division this time. We're going to talk about who they are, what you should know about each one of them. But I think first we have some other things to talk about.
Yes. It's a news flash. Okay, the world of sumo doesn't have like crazy, like nothing groundbreaking or shattering this week. But I will say that I know I mentioned a while ago, Takara Fuji had a parade in Aomori Prefecture, that like his hometown. He had two parades. One had 25,000 and one had 30,000 people. I mean, he had 50,000 people at his like hometown congratulations parade.
Wow.
I mean, I think we all like the story of Takaru Fuji, but like that was a little surprising to me. So he is a big hit back home. So
good, as he should be.
Good for him. Hakuho is playing the part at Isagahama. He is wearing his white mawashi every day. He spends hours from the beginning to the bitter end with the kids. He's doing double duty. And I think it's kind of like, okay, fine. I'm going to turn this into a learning experience and I'm going to come back 50 times better than before. He's been there in the action all day long, which I think is kind of different than before when he was at the helm himself.
Mm.
So he says he's learned quite a bit. He is low man in the ranking. And he says he's very grateful because I'm on the receiving end of the guidance and it's my place to instruct others. So we're living together, working hard together. So he's been very modest. It has been noticed because they have had closed practices and they just opened it up. So this is kind of the news I was trying to make, is that everyone can kind of see what's going on now at Isagahama. So that is that. Would you like the injury report? Because it seems pretty lengthy.
Well, is it going to relate to our Banzuke?
Not really. These are just all the people who are injured. And there's quite a few of them. Takaru Fuji, who I was just mentioning, you know, he's still kind of down for the count. Asanoyama, he had a bad injury during the tour. So he tore something, some medial collateral ligament in his right knee that's going to take 3 weeks to heal. So he doesn't know how that's going to come out. Tada Nofuji is still really not practicing very much. He was at the YDC, the Yokozuna Deliberation Council always has like a workout session, but Tada Nofuji wasn't really active in that. He was just kind of off to the side and kind of doing the basics. Kirishima is also looking like he's still in pain, but he seems to be doing better because he was at the YDC thing, I think, and he's been practicing. He's looking better and better, but still feeling a lot of pain. Taka Keisho still has the neck deal that he's dealing with, and he also has kind of been out of the mix. So that is basically my injury report.
Okay, if you're new to sumo and you're like, that was just a hell of a lot of nameage, I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think the most important part of what you just said,
go back and listen to Sumo Kaboom episode 1.
No.
And get yourself caught up.
No. I think the most important part of what you said was, like, oftentimes what happens is guys get to the top and they get injured and they have these long-term injuries that can often hamper or sometimes end their career. And so that's happening to a lot of our higher ranked guys, not all of them.
No.
But some
it's
of them
the
that
the nature of the business too.
Some of them that have been there for a while, but some of them that have been working hard to get back up to the top. Asanoyama, who you just mentioned, mm-hmm. has been working for what? 2 years to get back to Sanyaku?
The first time in Sanyaku in 3 years.
In 3 years. Okay, so he finally gets back up to Komusubi and just weeks ago tears his MCL, which is a pretty important piece of your knee.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, the reports are that his foot's still dragging the ground in a very unhealthy way. So if he shows up.
Right.
If, and that's a big if, I don't know if he will since that injury is that recent, he's definitely not going to be wrestling at his best.
Right.
Terunofuji, yeah, as you said, still in pain every day. Not even sure we're going to see him. So we're going to have some holes in the Bansuke. And then the other guy you mentioned first, Takerofuji, if y'all remember, was the guy who won it all last time from last place.
With a bum leg on the last day.
Well, on the last day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his coach fully expected him to sit out the last day. In an interview, basically he said, I don't know that I could do that again. Basically, that was adrenaline. That was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't know that I could do that again.
Right.
So we don't know how he's going to look on that bum ankle, which had a bunch of torn ligaments, I think. That was the result. He got a big jump up in the ranks for it.
Right, but...
But we also have some guys in the mix who do look pretty good. And we're going to talk, yeah. talk more about them in a second. Any more news?
Nope.
I have one.
What?
We've got bingo coming up.
Yeah.
Y'all, our bingo game, I'm going to set up the cards later today. It's free. It's a free game. If you're not playing with us, you should be playing with us because yeah. it's easy. All you got to do is watch Sumo, and when they get 8 wins or 8 losses, mark them as a Kachikoshi or a Makikoshi on your bingo card. Send in your bingo card at the end of the basho. You could either win a prize flat out if you're the first bingo in,
yes.
or your name goes into a pool from which we will draw. It's sometimes 3, sometimes 5 winners. You never know. You don't get huge prizes, y'all. You're not getting rich from this game.
No.
But it's fun, and you do get a little bit of, you know, gift certificate fun.
Yeah, and, so and it's you, fun you can to go. Cheer for certain people. You just have to remember, it's all one type of bingo. So you have to get all
yeah.
Makikoshi losing records in a row or all Kachikoshi in a row, because we always have somebody who turns in a bingo on day like 5 or something. Not 5, it would be like day 8.
No, sometimes we do get them that early. Yeah.
And we're like, okay, let's describe this a little bit better for our listeners. So it has to be all the same type of winning or losing record to be yep. able to get that bingo.
That's right. And what you'll get is you'll get an opportunity to go on to Big Sumo Fans website mm-hmm. and order yourself whatever sumo merch you want. That's usually the prize that we hand out. Sometimes, you know, we have access to other things that we might mail you if we have the wherewithal to do that. We'll mail you prizes. So anyway.
And there's always jam. Top prize gets my jam.
That's right. So.
There's always that.
Yeah. So there's lots to compete for. You can be a part of the sumo tournament in a very silly, fun way. And it's always fun when people are on the socials, like sharing their cards, sharing the way that they mark their cards. We have a good time watching what y'all do with it. So we hope you will play along with us this time. Before we get to our Bansuke, I just want to send out a special thank you to Patricia Dobashi. So many of you are so very generous with your time and your money to support what we do here at Sumo Kaboom. And I just want to thank you. We have monthly supporters. We have one-off supporters. If you want to support us, you can go to our Ko-fi page, ko-fi/Sumo Kaboom. You can support us there. But Patricia Dobashi left a really wonderful note there. And she says, oh, Laurie and Leslie, I just listened to your most complimentary podcast in which you spotlight us, like you, sumo fans, who each bring something different to our community. You girls are so good at this, so much so you actually made me tingle and endlessly smile. XO Aww. Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. That's so sweet.
Just the sweetest. Thank you so much, Patricia, and thank you for your donation. You just made our day. We love you. We absolutely love what you do. And we love so many of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. If you choose to become a member on our Ko-fi Ko-fi page, however you say it.
Ko-fi.
Yep. You will occasionally get extras that we don't send to everybody else. And I just want to mention one. I put this out last week. I had some trouble with permissions, but I think I got them figured out now. Anyway, we did a little, it's just a little 12-minute spot on some sumo wrestlers at a fertility festival. And we looked into what this fertility festival was. And what we ended up with was a story that was for adult ears only. And so we felt like we couldn't really put it on the public Sumo Kaboom page.
Yes.
But we can give it to our supporters.
Yeah, it's our supporters' ears only. They will be the only people who appreciate how we did a deep dive into the fertility festival.
Yeah, it's a lot of
It's a heavy on the penis.
Heavy on the penis jokes, y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. But that's where things like that live.
Right.
Things that are a little too blue for the rest of our, you know, sensitive ears end up on that page.
You know what? We're pretty blue as it is. But
so, yeah. Anyway, you can find us there. Sumo Kaboom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to do something a little different this time with the Bonza K. We're going to start at the bottom.
That's
and
right.
And work our way up because we've got some new guys to talk about at the bottom. So why not start at the finish line?
That's right. They could be this Basha's winner like last
they
time.
Could be.
Could be Takara Fuji effect again. So.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of T names at the bottom of the Bonza K.
Yes.
This time. Yes. So you're going to work on all your T Japanese names, y'all. Okay, at the very bottom at M17, we have Tsurugisho, which sounds right. Like there's not a T in there, but there is.
It is.
It's a Tsurugisho.
T-S-U.
Yes.
Tsurugisho.
Who is also injured?
Well, his leg might just fall off due to gangrene at any moment. Just does not look good, but he is, don't count him out.
That's right.
Out.
Good enough to be back here.
That's right.
That's right. And at M16, we have two more T names. We have Takara Fuji,
yes.
Who, if you've been watching sumo for a while, that is a very familiar name. He dipped down into Juryo last time, but he just popped right back up.
Yeah, he's a veteran, and he's everybody's dad. He's
actually
sturdy.
There are two veterans right here that are sharing M16, Takara Fuji and Tomokaze.
Okay, Tomokaze. Yeah, well, he had a tough last tournament, so he got... Right? Like, he just struggled, I think, and he got bumped down.
Let me look it up.
Well, Tomokaze's story is interesting because wasn't he, like, super injured?
Yes.
He was up in Makuuchi. He got super injured, went down to the bottom of the ranks. Took him a long time to finally get back up into Makuuchi. And then, of course, he hasn't had a victorious return to Makuuchi because he's been injured and fighting his way back up, you know? He didn't have the Tedo no Fuji rise. So there's a lot of people who really love Tomokaze. I like his sweet face, but I want to bring some joy to his record this time. I want him to get some wins.
Well, last time he was in Juryo 3, and he did very well. He got 9-6 at Juryo 3.
It was the tournament before that he had a hard time.
He was M15, 5-10 record.
Yeah,
yes.
It was
so
tough.
Interestingly, Tomokaze, he's the whole reason we did a story about the Fertility Festival, because it was a photo of Tomokaze at the Fertility Festival that sent me down the rabbit hole.
Well, and maybe it was such a shocking event for Tomokaze back then. We don't know how old this picture is.
It was in April.
I know, but it may not have been a recent picture.
I think it was. I think it was
okay.
This year.
Well, maybe that's how he can, like, gave himself
pop right
some...
back up
no pun intended.
To the highest position? Highest rank? Possibly. Anyway, so we've got these guys who are very experienced and have a lot of sumo miles under their belts here at M16. And it feels really good to have this much sumo experience at the bottom of the Bonza K.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you look at Juryo this time, there's a ton of experience in Juryo, too.
Yeah.
Okay, M15 on the east side is, I'm going to start with the west side because it's an easier name, Roga. Roga on the west side, and on the east side is one of our newest guys. How do you say his name, Leslie?
I say it Tokihayate.
Tokihayate?
Tokihayate.
Who is fighting at his highest rank to date.
Yeah, my guess you're 15.
And that's pretty exciting, and so that's why we wanted to spotlight this kid. So who is Tokihayate?
He was born in 1996. He is from Miyagi, and he's about 5'10". So he is, this is the most important thing I think you should know, his blood type is O. So we've got a wild child, something we can't predict in a blood type of O in this guy.
You want to hear a little bit about O?
Blood type O?
Because I did look it up because of the guy that I looked up. He's also blood type O.
Okay.
You want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Blood
we got
type
two
O.
blood type O's that are coming in.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Two newbies with blood type O, which means that they have confidence.
Okay.
Determination.
Okay.
This is all according to Google.
Okay.
Well, resilience.
Okay.
Intuition. But they are also supposedly self-centered and unstable.
Well, that's what I mean by, oh, you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, they are said to especially appear selfish to individuals with type A blood.
Oh, so I'm type A, so I would not hang with these
That's
two.
Right. Oh, they would appear very selfish to you.
Okay.
According to Google.
Those selfish sumo wrestlers. Okay, so he, in elementary school, like all the other, a lot of the sumo wrestlers, he started when he was young. He was playing soccer and volleyball. And then, of course, as it usually happens, there's an adult somewhere in there who's like, good Lord, this child is huge. Why is this kid not doing sumo? And the kids are always like, I'm fine doing baseball and volleyball. But they're like, no. Like, you're just big. You are destined for this other Japanese sport, our national sport. So he gave sumo a chance, and he couldn't really manage all of the other sports, so he dedicated himself solely to sumo when he was very young. And he was in junior high. He went to a junior high and was in that sort of like sumo school there. He placed third in the inter-high school sumo competition in his third year. Then he went to high school, and he went to another high school that had a good sumo program, and he advanced to the top 16 in the All Japan Championship. And now he was the same grade as Midori Fuji and Nishiki Fuji, who actually, I think, were at Kinki University, but they dropped out of school. And for some reason, that kind of was like, wait, my classmates are like really taking this sumo thing seriously. People he was competing with are like dropping out of school. They must be taking it really seriously, which he did not do. He stayed in school, but there was something in that, seeing like everybody kind of jump ahead of him and go straight into pro, that like turned on something within him that was like, okay, let me get real serious about this.
Yeah,
I think
competitive edge.
Yeah, he really wanted that. And even though in college he didn't get the all university championship that he wanted there, he began to like really solidify like this want and this goal, which was to do pro sumo. But he didn't go straight into it. He actually went to college, and he wanted to be a teacher. And oddly enough, he taught for a hot second in school.
He looks like a teacher in a way.
Yeah. He went to Tokyo University of Agriculture.
What did he teach?
He was an instructor in technology and science at a middle school, and then science and agriculture at a high school.
A science teacher in middle school. Oh, I like this kid already.
Yeah. So that Tokyo University of Agriculture has a sumo club that Yu Takayama was at and Shodai was at. So that's kind of like, he was like, okay, well, they were here. I can take that route too. So I think that's what made him go, okay, maybe he had 6 months with a bunch of high schoolers and was like,
enough.
I think I'd rather go to the
pro sumo's got to be easier.
Got to be easier than this. Also, another thing to note about this kid, 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami was like a really big event in his life, because his hometown, he's quoted as saying, like, everything was destroyed. His home was destroyed. There was no electricity or water for a month. And it was kind of like this vacant land. So when he went to junior high and high school, he was kind of always thinking about this personal goal of like, what could he do to kind of bring honor to his home, which had just kind of been devastated. So I think all along this journey, he's had like a greater purpose in mind. He has won two tournaments. He won a Makushita title and he won Jonidan title. He did have one pop up at, like, when he was in Makushita, he had, I think, one pop up into Juryo, maybe didn't do as well, popped down, and then came back up again after he had like one last run at Makushita. Maybe that was a championship, I don't know. But he finds himself.
Yep, that's exactly it.
He finds himself at Makuuchi 15. And when his promotion was announced, his Bonzuke promotion was announced, he also announced that he is a married man. And he got married to an auxiliary nurse who's 1 year younger than him. And they've been in a relationship for 3 years. So I think he's steadfast and loyal. So that's nice.
That is nice.
Also, another fun tidbit about him, he was in the calligraphy club way back when, and he still loves calligraphy.
I love
him. So he's very much into calligraphy.
Handwriting is important to him.
Right. Okay. Handwriting is very important. Yes.
Perseverance
is important.
You cannot be in calligraphy unless you care about the details.
Right. Exactly.
Is he a pusher thruster or is
he? His favorite hold is right hand outside, left hand inside, hidari yotsu.
Oh, he's a yotsu man.
He likes throwing techniques such as uwatanage, uwatadashinage.
That's exciting.
He likes to emulate, he likes the style of endo and meisei because they use their left arms a lot. So he says about himself sometimes, or others have noticed, he has a bad habit of kind of rushing into his matches to get the quick win. Like he gets a little bit too excited about throwing those throws. Can't really rely on his size too much, so he's really fast. That's one thing I think you might notice about him, is he's gonna kind of be fast as far as a sumo wrestler goes.
It's interesting because he's popped up here from Juryo 1 after a record of 8-7. So he just got that kachikoshi at Juryo 1. Gave him just enough score to eke into this top division here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, another fun fact is his favorite food is rice, and his favorite hobby is cleaning. So
cleaning,
I was like,
and calligraphy.
Mm-hmm. He likes his wife's homemade miso soup, though.
I like this personality.
Yeah, it kind of seems a little studious.
Yes.
A little straight-laced.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Teacher. Likes the quiet life, calligraphy, cleaning.
Yeah.
Likes things to be ordered.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
A belt guy, not a pusher, sometimes too fast.
So.
Okay. So what do you think he'll do well?
I think he will struggle.
Okay.
But hey, you never, ever, ever know with these things.
That's right. Okay. So that takes us to M14. On the east side, it's Ryuden, who I'm still ignoring for personal reasons.
That's right. It's what and you do when you cheat on your wife.
That's right.
You are.
And on the other side is
ignored.
Oshoma. This is a tough rank, y'all. M14. Oshoma is brand new to the top, and you need to know a little something about this kid.
This is the bad guy rank.
Naughty
boy rank.
No, just gray area rank. Okay. Let's call it that. Okay. All right.
Iffy.
Oshoma's 6'2 or 6'3, somewhere in there. So he's a big, tall guy, 350-pound Mongolian.
Okay.
So he looks the part.
Right.
Okay? He's training at Naruto Stable. And I say that because it's going to be important who the stable master is. And that is, if you're not into stables and whatnot, he used to be Koto Oshu. So he's the tall, handsome Bulgarian sumo wrestler. A tall, very tall white guy in the midst of sumo.
And a foreigner. One of the chosen foreigners who'd made it to the top. And now he's a foreign oyakata.
Yeah. So this kid, Oshoma, his real name, I'm really sorry about this before I even try it. It's Mongolian. So it is Purev Surengren Delgerbear, nicknamed the European winning horse.
Okay.
Or Degi. And I prefer Degi.
Okay.
Degi's a great name.
Degi's cute.
Yeah. From Delgerbear. I think from his last name, Degi. They call him Degi. Okay. So he's 27 years old.
Okay.
Born 1997. Made his debut in the top division in 2021. Made it to Juryo by July of 2022, where he has stayed until now. So he spent about just a little over, 2022, 2023, 2024. Yeah, so he's been there over a year. So he's spent some time. So he is in sumo because of Asa Shoryu. So he is one of those kids from a nomadic village. He grew up riding horses, herding sheep, started wrestling at the age of 14, came to Japan along with Hoshoryu, with Asa Shoryu's help, right? Okay. To go to a Japanese high school and train in sumo.
Okay.
That is why he's here. And he did really, really well in high school sumo. He won all sorts of championships, like really, really good. Went on to university at Nippon Sports Science University. He was on scholarship there. He went in to study at, there's a Department of Martial Arts Education, Faculty of Sports and Culture. That's where he was. So he's on track to do sumo, and do sumo he did. He did very well at the uni sumo scene. He won all the tournaments. He was the student Yokozuna. He went to the All Japan Championships. He did it all. All right. In 2020, he was the uni champion, which means he got a head start, started at Makushita 15.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started pro, he was one of those kids with huge potential big expectations
right.
on this kid, just like so many of the others that do so well. Once he went pro, this is 2021, he had a string of bad luck, and it took him 2 years to sort of get to where he is now, right? His father died. So he missed his very first pro match because he had to go home to take care of that. Then when he finally got into Juryo, he's finally getting paid. There was COVID outbreak at a stable and he had to withdraw at day 8. And then when he got back in the next time, he broke his thumb. And then he won a Juryo championship, and then he injured his shoulders, which gave him a ton of pain. And he talked about how much it hurt him all the time. Whenever he was in interviews, he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not performing up to my standard because my shoulders hurt, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, March of this year, 2024, he was at J4, and he was promoted with an 11-4 record. So he's finally doing well again.
Okay.
At Juryo 4. So that's this year. But I have to tell you this piece of it. Now, this is where it turns gray, okay? Last year, September, 3 really young Rikishi quit sumo. They were at the Naruto stable. Mm. They quit pretty much at the same time. 2 other guys at the stable also announced their retirement, all within a very, very short period of time. And 4 of them wanted to just disappear and not say anything else. They were like, my time in sumo is done. One of them started talking to the press.
Ooh.
And started talking to the tabloids. And he said, look, the reason that we are all leaving is because we have all been harassed by this kid, Oshoma. And it started when he got to Juryo. And the master, the stable master, is not doing anything about it. The stable master is basically turning his head and saying, this is the way it's always been.
And that's his highest ranked kid.
This
right?
is his own. Yeah. Oshoma is the only guy thus far, I think, that I'm aware of that has made it to the paid ranks. Okay.
Now, and this is really hard for a foreign oyakata.
Yeah. Now, this, I have to be very truthful and say this story was not picked up by the major newspapers. It's only in the sumo tabloids. And we do not know why. There's speculation. There's a lot of guesswork. There may not be any evidence. It's hard to know what the truth is when only one kid of 5 is saying this.
Right.
All right? But here's what the kid said. He said Oshoma would, if anyone else was injured, Oshoma would target that injury on the other wrestler. He would punch his Heia mates so hard in their eyes that they lost their eyesight for several days. All because he was angry about losing practice bouts. So if you ever beat him, you would get beat up. He said, my elbow had been recently operated on for an injury and Oshoma would try to break it. He would try to break my injured elbow and all I could do was fall to the ground to keep him from breaking my arm. And then Oshoma would just yell at me and say things like, are you motivated or not? What are you going to do about it? So that sort of environment.
Hmm.
He also said, it's happened to more than one of us. He fractured our sternums by climbing on top of us on the ground, jumping on our chests, and it would break our sternum.
Okay.
So we are all retiring because we have realized, and this is a quote, our oyakata would never protect us.
Wow.
So that is what was said about this guy. And to be clear, 5 kids are now out of sumo at the same time, but nothing else happened with this story. And we really don't know. Like some people are saying, well, because they left sumo, the JSA doesn't have to investigate it anymore. Maybe that's why we don't know anymore.
Interesting.
It's just, it's a big gray area, right? So, and what's really unfortunate is with all the promise that this kid has, this is the story that is hanging over his head right now, right? You watch his sumo, he's a pusher thruster. He's not particularly fast, not particularly strong. He's not particularly, doesn't appear to be particularly supportive of his Heia mates. He's not a singer, right? He doesn't have a bright personality that people can hold on to. So the only thing that people are holding on to right now is this bullying accusation. And it's not only in America. Like if you go, he's had some interviews that have been put up that the JSA have put up. And if you translate the Japanese comments below it, they will say things like, you know, I really hope that those bullying, I hope the bullying isn't true. It's going to be really hard to cheer for this kid.
Wow.
That's what it says in the Japanese comments.
Right.
So people are noticing them and they're watching. And it doesn't appear as though people really like him.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. So that's that story. But
so Micah Shear is 13.
Yeah.
Let's...
Yeah.
It just kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But
well, yeah, it's unfortunate when you're known, like, you're known at this stage for being rough and making other people quit.
That's, yeah.
That's not great. It's right. Not a good way to start your sumo career.
Agree.
But I can tell you his hobbies are the internet and games. It doesn't change anything, does it? I know. His favorite movies are action movies. Still doesn't change anything. I know. You know what it does make you like? It really makes you like people like Chiyo Shoma, doesn't it? All of a sudden?
Yeah, Chiyo Shoma seems like a breath of fresh air.
Doesn't he? Because he's a married man. He's been in sumo for a long time. He doesn't seem to be bullying anyone else. He just jumps out of the way some... That's
maybe
it.
This kid's been lost since his father's gone. Maybe he's just sad because he had to leave his family. And even though that's no excuse, but, you know, kids who've been through kind of trauma and then can't be with their families, like, I don't know what that's like to be a kid that misses their home and then loses their father. I'm not making an excuse. Again, not making an excuse. I'm just saying that this kid might have issues that are bigger than sumo.
Yeah. Yep. He might. So that's... Oshoma.
Oshoma.
Yep.
Okay.
That's Micah Shear 14.
All right, let's brighten it up with the rest of this.
Let's do. Micah Shear 13, Chura Naomi, and Mitoryu. Mitoryu is at his highest rank, it looks
like. All right,
like.
Mitoryu.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. He won the Yusho, Juryo Yusho last time.
Did he? Oh, that's
yes.
Right. He did.
Yes, so he belongs back up here at Micah Shear 13.
Good.
Micah Shear 12, we have Nishikifuji and Ichiyamamoto.
Okay.
No. Nothing to... No, I just love it,
I like
right?
Him. I like him.
Yep. Micah Shear 11, Hokutofuji, Sada Naomi. I'm just hoping Hokutofuji is better.
Yeah,
he was an injured one. I haven't heard anything about that, have you?
Nothing.
Okay. There's some experience at that rank. We love both those guys. Wish them well. Micah Shear 10. Notice how cheery I've gotten all of a sudden. Micah Shear 10. It's Kimbo-san and Shona Naomi. I love them.
We like these new guys. Next.
Next. Kimbo-san has been injured. I am really interested to see how his injury is doing because yeah. He was having major neck problems.
I know. And that's a bad one.
Yep. Micah Shear 9. Tamawashi and Shodai.
Okay. All right.
Leslie loves it. Micah Shear 8, Takanosho and Koto Shoho.
Well, those are the cutest names beside each other.
Takanosho
and Koto Shoho. Koto Shoho, Takanosho. Koto Shoho, Takanosho. Adorable.
Adorable. Nothing to say there. Okay. Micah Shear 7, Nishikigi and Mitakeyumi. The only reason I said Nishikigi like that is because he was Komasubi last time. Remember, he had that dreadful 3-12 record.
Yeah.
At Komasubi.
Yeah.
So he's back down where I think he'll be much more comfortable.
Yes.
This time. And I want him to do well at Micah Shear 7. Micah Shear 6, we have Midori Fuji on one side and Takeru Fuji.
All right.
Who went from the very lowest bottom rank to Micah Shear 6 with that incredible win in his last basho. Last basho.
His last basho. I do think that he's injured. So I don't expect
a repeat.
But
wouldn't it be great if he did, though?
I mean, he'd be doing it with like one leg, which is possible. Ted Inafuji's done it with one leg, but...
Well, and he fought the highest of the high rankers towards the end of the tournament, but this time he'll be doing it
they had no
more
experience.
From day one.
Yeah, and they had no experience, not much experience with him, so the newness wears off and they learn this guy's tricks and it gets harder to beat those guys.
Yep. Then there's a string of guys, you know, who you see in these positions often, M5, Meisei, and Onosho. M4, Ura,
they seem like
Noho.
A pair, like a package deal. Onosho and Meisei are always same vintage, Same style. Okay. Same.
Well, I like the way in M4 they put names with three letters together. Oho and Ura.
Oh, that's cute.
That was nice. I think that was very nice. Balanced.
Ura is always exciting.
Always. I will always be a fan of Ura. You can never talk me out of that. Ever,
and then
ever,
one
ever.
Moment I was just like, and who's Oho again?
Exactly. That is my problem with Oho right there. Even though we got a Kimboshi last time, that is my problem with Oho. All right, I'm just going to skip over him.
Literally having a moment where I'm like, oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
Taiho.
Yeah, he's
the big kid.
Taiho's grandson.
Yes.
But he's at M4?
Yes. So, okay.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's
because
a slow.
He looked great last boss show. He's just not, he has no flair.
But looking at his record.
He's okay. Done good.
I'm looking at his record. He has been in the top division since May of 2022. So for almost 2 years, right? Two years. Yes. He has been there under the radar going 14, 15, 13, 13, 8, 15, 16, just putting in the miles, just getting his experience.
Well, and he doesn't have a meteoric rise. I mean, yes, but the kid's 6'4", 6'3", and he's 24 years old. He's got an adorable face, but he came in so young that he's just kind of like, I don't know if this kid's ever going to make. He's the grandson of the great Taiho. And he just kind of seemed like he would have some sort of exciting rise to the top. And he's just has been like everybody else probably would. He's just chipping away at it. And I've just been surprised because he's chipping away at it and actually made his way up the rankings.
This isn't his highest rank. He has been Magashire 3. So he's just slowly like cream.
He's a slow burn.
Rising to the top. And honestly, I'm happier about this because it probably means that his body will stay in better shape.
Right. He's probably...
As opposed to Takeda Fuji.
Yeah, less likely to get injured.
Yes, exactly. So I'm waiting for my love of Oho to kick in, and I know it will by the time he gets to Sanyaku.
He has the sweetest face.
Yep. I'm going to try to watch him. M3, we've got Tobizaru and Takeyasu. What's not to love
What's
in that
What's not to
package?
Love? That's the most lovable rank.
That I adore. Okay, then at M2, we have two guys at their highest rank, both of them. This is very exciting. Gono Yama.
Wow.
And Hira Doumi.
Okay. Hira Doumi is one to watch. The wrestlers themselves love his energy, and the coaches love his energy. Everyone's trying to, at least it seems to me, everyone's trying to put Hira Doumi in the mix. I think it was even Teda Nofuji who was like wanting to spar, or he sparred with Hira Doumi as of late, a little bit, like, or at least chose him to do Butscotti or something across the floor in one of these tour days. Because I think everyone sees his energy, and it's contagious in some way. Everyone wants kind of just to go in the ring with him.
Yeah, and he's had 3 kachikoshis in a row. 9-6, 8-7, 9-6. That puts him right up here at his highest rank.
All right.
What's not to love about that kid? Gono Yama?
The hairiest, second hairiest next to Takeyasu. Actually, I would actually say he's hairier than Takeyasu.
No.
Have you seen his back?
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, but have you seen it compared to Takeyasu's?
Yeah, I think Takeyasu wins that
It's
one.
Rivals. It's definitely a rival. Okay.
Well, last tournament, he was M6 and he went 10-5.
Pretty good.
Looks like he was out a couple of days. Okay, that takes us to M1 this time.
M1.
It is Daisho, who has fallen from the ring of Sekiwake down to M1 after 6-9 last time. And Atami Fuji, who's been playing around in these waters, M1, M2, and sort of, you know, learning how it works up here at the top. I think he's hit a little bit of a wall, the Sanyaku wall.
Yeah.
But he's figuring it out. He's figuring it out. Last time he was M2 and he did 8-7. I like Atami Fuji.
I do too. I think
really
he's
like him.
He has the heart for it. Between all of the tournaments, he goes all in.
I would love for Atami Fuji to take one of these one day. I cannot wait until he wins. Okay, Komosubi, we have... This is exciting.
But sad.
And
the
sad.
Same time.
Exciting on one side, sad on the other. Okay, on the sad side, Asanoyama.
Yes.
Exciting that he's gotten here, but sad because of the injury.
Right, because we all want him to return to Ozeki, and this is how he's going to have to do it. But he's got a bum leg, so...
On the other side, Golden Boy, Onosato.
Yes, this is exciting.
This is very exciting. He was Magashira 5. Yeah, the last two tournaments. Okay, I'm looking at the sumo database right now. And it's amazing because the entries are so short. There's so few basho that he's been in.
Wow.
But the last two, he won special prizes in. He at M15, this was January of this year, his first time in the upper division, he got the Kanto show with 11-4. And then he went to Maegashira 5. So basically what Takeda Fuji is doing now, he did. And from Maegashira 5, he went 11-4 again and got the Junyu show, Gino show, Kanto show.
Wow.
So here we are, Komusubi, and I cannot wait to see what he does.
Yeah, this kid's got it.
Okay, Sekiwake rank. This is exciting. This is two friends who are up here sharing it. Wakamoto Haru stays at Sekiwake, and Abi comes right back up to Sekiwake. I'm trying to get back on the Abi train. I have a feeling I'm going to come back around with Abi. He was Komusubi, and he went 9-6 last time, so he has popped up to Sekiwake.
Yeah, this surprises me. His growth has just kind of surprised me. I guess I didn't think he had staying power, but he does. Maybe it's the wife and the kid, right, that have changed his direction from frat boy of sumo.
Well, and if you look at his record, you know, since January of 2023, he's been hovering like M3 to Sekiwake, M3 to Komusubi, right
in
those
range. And I think it's because we just thought he was a pusher thruster without a lot of other tricks. And he still doesn't have lots of other tricks, but he's a lot stronger at that pushing, thusting. And his long arms are unlike anybody else.
Well, and I think for me, it's, you know, his records are often like 8-7, 9-6. It's not, they're usually not double digits, right, except for that Yusho that he won, that he strung together 12-3. But usually he's not into the big high numbers. So it's easy for me to overlook.
Yeah.
Like that. And then we've got four Ozekis, two of which we know are injured. Takakesho, Kirishima. Takakesho is not Katoban. Kirishima is Katoban, which means he's got to get 8 wins or he's going to lose that status. Then we've got Hoshoryu, who I believe is not injured.
Nope.
Highest rank Ozeki. And we've got the new name that you've got to stick into your craw somehow, Koto Zakura.
Yes.
Who is Koto Nawaka.
Yes.
Reborn with his grandfather's Shikona.
Yes, his Yokozuna grandfather.
His record is incredible. Like since 2023, he did 4 at Komusubi, got a Kachikoshi every time, then did 3 at Sekiwake, Kachikoshi every time, double digits, Junyu shows, the last 2 bashos he's had Junyu shows, and has won special prizes. That's incredible. Actually, the last one this year, he was Ozeki and did 10-5. What an incredible run he's had.
Yeah.
He can win this one. I'd be psyched if he won this one.
I would too. I like the kid. I mean, yeah, he's very serious. But
he's earned it.
He deserves it.
He's absolutely earned it.
And then our Yokozuna?
Yep, right at the very top. Would you like to say anything else about him?
No, other than I think we won't see him. Last tournament was so bad, I think he's going to take another one and just keep waiting for somebody else to become a Yokozuna, and then he'll retire. I think it's a waiting game, but I think we all know that. So
I'm okay with that. Just stay at home with your big, huge child.
Oh, who's adorable.
Yeah. Love your family up and keep healing.
So that is the Banzuke. Just
real
a reminder,
fast.
Get your bingo cards. We are playing bingo starting on what? This Saturday or Sunday? Whenever the tournament starts.
Cards will be available Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
That's right. So until then, I am Leslie.
I am Laurie. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.